Well, congratulations.
I have to say, well, first of all, thank you. But before that, I just want to let you know that I am I'm a massive fan of yours. And I mean, you're beautiful. You're a talented monster and North Country. And just, I mean, I know I'm kissing your ass here, but.
Now, you're just back from Vegas. What were you working? Were you hanging out? What were you doing?
I was having a little fun down in Vegas. And the thing about Vegas, you know, we all go to Vegas from time to time. And when somebody says, we should go to Vegas, you're excited. You tingle, right? There's never a bad sensation. Somebody says, we should go to Vegas. You're like, we should go to Vegas. You start to feel really lucky. That's the whole thing. Nobody has ever been halfway on the trip to Vegas and just looked at the person they're with and said, you know what? I'm going to lose my ass in Vegas. We should not be going to Vegas. I'm gonna lose my mother's insulin money in Vegas, is what I'm saying. But here's the thing I don't understand. When you go down to the casinos, there's malls now in the casinos.
Oh, yeah, that's the big thing. They got the hall.
It's like people are working inside the casino at, like, retail stores, and I'm just like, I'm just thinking of that guy, you know, he's working at, like, a Gap or something, and, you know, it's his break, and he just turns to the guy he's with, and he's like, you know what, I got an hour. I'm gonna go play a little blackjack. Yeah. Comes back 11 minutes later. Can I work doubles for the next 3 months? Please?
Now, your movie, Waiting, it's about being a waiter working. Is it based on any specific restaurant, or is it a...
The movie, Waiting, yes, it is based on a bunch of people working. It's the day in the life, chronicling what it's like to work in one of these chain restaurants. Right. I shouldn't say the restaurant that it's based on, but I will say it begins with a B, and it ends with Ennigan's.
Ennigan's. All right, well, that's the deal.
But I can't...
That's going to take some thought. Now... Yeah. Did you ever wait on tables? Is that something you ever did?
I did. I waited on tables.
Really?
And one of the topics that we cover in this fine film is the way that the interaction with some of the customers. And sometimes customers are rude, okay?
Yeah, that can happen.
They can be obnoxious, and from time to time you get a snap. You don't want the snapper, right?
That's bad. Yeah.
You get the snapper, and I had this this lady one time, and she wanted a cosmopolitan. She's, I want my drink. Please, hurry. And she's doing double snaps.
Double snaps. That's bad. That's
you,
bad.
Please, I want my drink. So this is what I did. I took her drink in the back, okay?
And she's made me. Oh, no.
Oh, yes.
That's her nightmare, something in her drink.
I take it in the back, and I stirred her drink with my penis.
No!
And then I brought it out, and we all watched from the back, and when she took that first sip, it was just like, you know, I was like, now that's a stiff drink. You can't mess with a margarita. Holy God.
Yeah, well, they get the ice around the rim. Did you ever, that's what I mean.
That's it.
That'll ruin.
That's it. Let's just
everything.
Just, yeah.
Now, did you ever do the fast food thing, or were you primarily a, you know, a chain guy?
I did. No, I worked at, I mean, being a stand-up comic, I've had to, you know, pick up several different...